Make the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 30. The soul that with sincere desires seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. Number 30.
Thank you. from the Holy Word of God, let us turn this evening to read in the second book of Chronicles and chapter 26. The second book of Chronicles, chapter 26. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah. After that the king slept with his father. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and brake down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbaal and the Mehunims. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt. For he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. Also he built towers in the desert, and digged many wells. For he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men that went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account, by the hand of Jehiel the scribe, and Maaseiah the ruler, under the hands of Ananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500, that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and habergeons and bows and slings, to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord, that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be for thine honour from the Lord God. Then Uzziah was wroth, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priests and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from them. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, write. So Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the burial which belonged to the kings. For they said, He is a leper. And Jotham his son reigned in his stead. May the Lord bless unto us the reading of his holy and sacred word. And now may he help us to pray. O thou most holy, almighty, and eternal God, do solemnize our hearts and our minds before thee now, and fit us to approach unto thee. For Lord, we come as guilty sinners, pleading the sin-atoning blood of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord, may we each here this night have an interest in that shed blood of Christ. For Lord, it is only upon this ground are we found accepted in thy sight. We thank thee, Lord, that we can come. Come, Lord, to this place this night, in the midst of the busy scenes of life, amidst all the circumstances that surround us daily and hourly, and seek, Lord, thy face in prayer and under the sound of thy holy word. Oh, do be mindful, Lord, of each one of us here tonight, that we find and prove it is not in vain that we've gathered ourselves together in thy name. For thou art faithful that hath promised, there am I in the midst of them. Lord, may we know thy presence amongst us here tonight. Lord, in the influence and power of thy Spirit, do rule our hearts. Draw us, Lord, with humble affection to the footstool of thy mercy. And, O Lord, with a view by faith of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, for sinners slain. And, Lord, may that be our strengthening. May that be the enlightening of our souls. Lord, thou knowest how we have come here this night. Thou knowest each heart that is hard and dry. Lord, thou knowest the nature's darkness felt within the soul. Lord, thou knowest the extent of our sin and all our iniquity. And Lord, there's nothing we can do to deliver ourselves from its power. But, oh Lord, for a view by faith this night of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, Lord, do appear for our help and for our blessing. Thou knowest, Lord, what we have need of before we ask. And we pray, Lord, thou wilt supply our need that we are kept. Kept, Lord, near unto thee, dependent upon thee, believing by faith upon that shed blood at Calvary for the cleansing of our souls. Lord, we need teaching, we need directing, we need leading throughout our earthly lives. For our hearts, Lord, they would deceive us. And as we sometimes sing, Lord, concerning our hearts, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it from thy courts above. Oh, Lord, may we know that precious seal of thy redeeming love, that we are kept, Lord, by thee, surrounded by the walls of thy salvation. Lord, completely engulfed within thy love. Lord, that will help us, direct and guide us throughout our days. For thou hast promised those, Lord, whom thou hast pardoned, whom thou hast sealed, I will lead thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Lord, may each of us be amongst those that are so led and taught by thee. And may, Lord, our pathway of life upon this earth be ever looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We ask thy blessing, Lord, upon the preached word in this place. Lord, each one that is engaged to preach the gospel here, make them the messengers in thy message. And Lord, do hear and answer the many prayers that are put up to thee from this place. Oh, may this house of God prove the house of prayer. And Lord, may there be many blessings that are bestowed upon each soul. We pray, Lord, for the deacons and for the church. Grant that blessed unity of thy spirit and the bond of thy peace. Lord, may they know thou art with them in all things. And Lord, we pray thou will grant a gracious prosperity amongst the people here. Lord, remember each one of the congregation, from the youngest to the eldest. Lord, bestow thy blessing upon them. Lord, may there be many that are constrained by thy love to give an account of what thou hast done for their soul. Lord, where thou hast begun a good work, oh, do perform it. And may there be those who declare, Lord, the riches of thy grace. A child of God, born of thee, born of the Spirit, born of God, that their treasure is above. Lord, this the work is thine, the power is thine. We pray, Lord, thou wilt use thy word to the quickening of the soul. So, Lord, add to the church here and also to the congregation. Lord, in this village of Swavesey and the areas round about, Lord, there are many who have no concern regarding eternity. They have no concern regarding their soul. Perhaps not regarding there is a soul. O Lord, we pray thou wilt pour out thy Spirit, that there may be a quickening of those souls, a realization, Lord, of that solemn eternity, and the need of pardon and forgiveness. O Lord, who send forth thy Spirit, convince of sin and lead to Jesus' blood. And could it be thy will, Lord, direct their feet to such a place as this? And Lord, may they hear all that they desire to hear for the salvation of their soul. Thy word in power, in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. Lord, remember each one in their varied needs and circumstances. Lord, we pray for the young people. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, there are young people, the rising generations, found in the courts of thy house. Lord, who lead them in the right way and keep them, Lord, to thyself. Bless them abundantly with the blessings of thy peace, their pardon sealed, peace with God. Lord, those who have had examinations earlier this year, and now the results are being released. O Lord, we pray that those results may reflect their endeavours, their studies, and all that they have sought to achieve. And Lord, lead them forth in the right way, which thou wouldst have them to go. And prepare them, Lord, for the vocation in life, which thou wouldst have them undertake. Or may they be amongst those of whom it is said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Lord, lead them forth in the paths of righteousness, and add unto them all that they have need of. Lord, remember those with families, young children. Lord, remember those who are married. And Lord, we pray that, oh, thou wilt grant thy blessing upon each family unit. Lord, who grant to them many answers to their prayers as they seek, Lord, to walk in the way thou wouldst have them go, and those, Lord, to whom thou hast given the children. Lord, we do pray thou wilt help them in bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Lord, we pray for all, whatever their circumstances. Lord, there may be disappointments, there may be sorrows, many cares. Oh Lord, do hear those petitions of the hearts that are poured out before thee. And Lord, do supply those answers in accordance with thy grace. Remember those, Lord, in business, Lord, who have to provide for their loved ones. Lord, help them daily. Lord, supply their need. Give them all needed wisdom and help in doing that which is required of them. And as they have to meet and deal with many that fear not thee, Lord, we pray thou wilt give all needed wisdom and all needed grace in their business affairs. Oh Lord, we do pray one for the other. Remember those, Lord, who have sickness, afflictions, pain. Lord, things that distress them and hinder them day by day. Lord, do hear their cries as they lay their cases before thee. And sanctify even those pathways to the good of their soul. Lord, those who have medical conditions, grant wisdom, Lord, to the medical profession. But above all, Lord, grant thy healing touch that can heal body, mind, and soul. We ask thy blessing, Lord, upon the church at large. Lord, do bless the ministry of the gospel and send out more, Lord, sent by thee to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Those, Lord, taught by thy Spirit, whose foundation is in the love of Christ for a sinner. Lord, use them to thine honour and glory. Lord, we mourn the state of our nation. Lord, how rapidly it seems to have fallen from the upholding of thy word in the law of our land to the complete setting aside of it. And Lord, in all the walks of life it seems that evil prevails and abounds in greater power than it has done in any of our lifetimes. And we fear, Lord, what may come to pass. O Lord, our eyes are up unto thee, from whence can come our help. Lord, thou hast permitted these things to arise in our time, in our days, and it searches our heart as to the reason why. Lord, is that matter the source of the matter in us on account of our sin, our backsliding, our lack of faith, not fervent in spirit, the love of the world, the love of material things, dependent, Lord, upon the vanities of life, glorifying them and, Lord, oh, cleaving to them with our hearts. Oh Lord, we are guilty of so many sins. Lord, do heal our backslidings. Do love us freely. Lord, do overturn the threatenings of those that bring abominations under the legislation of our land. And Lord, defend us from their power. We pray for our government that thou wilt lead and guide and direct them from the error of their ways. And Lord, may this nation again become a nation of which Thou, the Lord God, is our Lord. Lord, do maintain our Protestant religion, our Protestant constitution, our freedom to worship, and to uphold and practice the Christian faith openly, without fear and trembling. Lord, we lay these things before Thee. Lord, may the young people, the growing generations, know the freedom of worship that we have known all our days. And may they rejoice in it, knowing Thee, calling Thee, their Redeemer blessed. So, Lord, we lay these things before Thee. We now, Lord, pray for Thy help this night. Help us, Lord, to further sing Thy praises. And as we turn to Thy word, Lord, prepare our hearts. And, O Lord, prepare these lips, that the words of these lips and the meditation of each of our hearts may be found acceptable in Thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Pardon, Lord, every sin, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 318. God of eternal love, how fickle are our ways, and yet how oft did Israel prove Thy constancy and grace. 318.
in complete dependence upon our Lord, that he may open and apply his holy and sacred word to the profit of our souls, and also for our instruction in the pathway of life. I would ask your prayerful attention to the chapter we read in the second book of Chronicles, chapter 26, and part of verse 16. Second of Chronicles, chapter 26, verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God. Part of the 16th verse of this 26th chapter of the second book of Chronicles. But when he, that is Uzziah, was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Rome, he stated in one part that which was written aforetime, in other words, the Old Testament, the Scriptures, well, they were the Scriptures, weren't they? When those new churches, New Testament churches, were being formed. That which was written aforetime was written for our learning. For our learning. And he goes on to say that we, by patience, may have hope, comfort of the Scriptures. My dear friends, in these old accounts of the Scriptures, of the Old Testament, there are many things written for our learning. I heard someone say some months ago, they don't read the Old Testament, they only read the New. All they need for the salvation of their soul is in the New. Well, yes, it is, isn't it? But we must not neglect the Old Testament, written for our learning. There's so much here that tells us, instructs us, concerning our own selves, our own hearts, our own being, what we are by nature. And it also instructs us of the mercy and the faithfulness of God, even to dreadful sinners, testifying of the coming of the way of salvation. Christ himself speaking in these books of the Old Testament. So let us not neglect that which has been written aforetime for our learning. There's much here to learn regarding our own selves in the account of Uzziah. Uzziah being a young man, only 16 years of age, when he had that great responsibility of being king. We read at the beginning of this chapter that he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah did. Now his father Amaziah began well, but he didn't continue well. We read in a few verses before the beginning of chapter 26 concerning Amaziah. Now, after the time that Amaziah did turn away from following the Lord, did turn away from following the Lord. Dear friends, if those things can happen to those of old, they can happen to us today. Oh, our hearts within us. Deceitful above all things, are desperately wicked. For a time we may be seemingly steadfast in the things of God, but circumstances arise, and our hearts carry us away. We sometimes sing, don't we, lose sight of Jesus and his cross, and soon we fall a prey. Our lust and pride, by power or craft, will carry us away. I often consider how solemn it is concerning that man Demas, who was with the Apostle Paul. His name is written at the end of several of the epistles. But in Paul's, as we might say, last epistle, Demas hath left me, forsaken me, having loved this present world. Now these things are left on record for our learning. Oh, how we have to be guarded, don't we, against self-confidence and that which is just purely of our own flesh. When I was young, in the Sunday school, there was a young man, I say young man, he was a teenager. And he was quite a troublemaker. He caused much disruption in the Sunday school classes. But on one occasion, he went to a large convention where the gospel of Christ was declared. And it had a great effect upon him. He came back, as we would say, very much changed. He was attentive to the word of God. He grew up to help in the Sunday school. And being in the Methodist church at the time, he desired to be trained for the ministry. And he entered upon it. He married the daughter of the church organist, and they had children. And then a trouble came in the family. His wife not being, as we might say, completely faithful. And it turned him about. It turned him about all the things that he'd come to declare he was interested in, the things of God. He left the house of God, divorced his wife, he married another, and never attended again the house of God, as far as I know. And last year I'd heard that he'd died a sudden death, having begun well, but then departed from the ways of God. Dear friends, we don't point any fingers at those and judge them. We look at our own selves. For we've all the same hearts within us by nature. Perhaps we're like Isaiah, doing that which is right in the sight of God. You know, at a young age, you young people, you can have quite a desire, can't you, to walk in the ways of God and do that which is right. And it's good that we do. That the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. The word of God was like that to Uzziah. He did that which was right in the sight of God. And we read he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Now, dear friends, there's teaching in that, isn't there? For the Lord does not change. He is ever the same. If we seek to walk in the ways of God, obedient to his word, to his commands, to his statutes, trusting in the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind and with all our soul, the Lord is mindful of them that seek to walk in his ways. And the Lord prospered Uzziah for that which he did. He sought God. We read, don't we, in Psalm 37. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Oh, that was wise counsel. Wise counsel of David, who proved it to be the truth. Oh, your young people, well, no matter what our age, that's perpetual instruction to us, isn't it, to commit our way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, for him to bring to pass that which is for our good. We have his revealed will. There may be his sovereign will. The prayer of Jesus as he taught his disciples was, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The way of prosperity. And God helped him. Oh, we read in this chapter how God did help him. God helped him against all his enemies, whether they were the Philistines or whether they were the Arabians, the Ammonites and Philistines, all those that rose up against him. We read God helped him against them. What a defender God is of his people, of his own. The Lord said, those that honour me, I will honour. And not only did God help him against his enemies, God blessed the labour of his hands in the husbandry. Uzziah loved husbandry, and he was given much wisdom of what to do. Digging many wells for the cattle and having the various things in the plains and in the low country, husbandmen and vine dressers, and it was a fruitful land. The Lord blessed the labours of his hand. We're also told that for his great army that he had, which the Lord helped him in fighting the battles, he provided well for them. And the The Lord gave him wisdom how to provide. He gave them all that they had need of in shields, spears, helmets, habergeons, that's coats of mail or breastplates as we might call it, bows and slings to cast stones, and he had those men who produced those great machines for hurling stones and arrows far greater distance than man could do. And he became marvellously helped. That's quite an amazing word, isn't it, there in verse 15. For he was marvellously helped. The hand of God wonderfully upon him. Oh, how he benefited from God's goodness and from God's mercy. And he was made strong. And that may be the case with some of us here. The Lord has blessed our provision. The Lord has blessed that which he's given us, our faculties. Whether it's in intellect or in our abilities. And we have a great deal today in our riches. An abundance for the supply of our needs. Dear friends, when we get to that stage, let us take heed. Let us beware of our own hearts. When Isaiah was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God. We might say, well, how could one so wonderfully blessed and provided for like that transgress against the Lord his God? Dear friends, the answer is in his heart, deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. He did not even perceive that he was sinning. And dear friends, how easily, when things are so well and so prosperous in our earthly lives, we can go ahead and do that which we believe we can freely do. Going on in the strength of what we've already achieved and not considering whether it is transgression against the Lord our God, who hath so wonderfully blessed us. How easily we can backslide. How easily we can slip. And God does not look upon sin lightly. Now let us remember that. Oh, again and again we read in the Word of God, which is written on accounts for our learning, that God does not look upon sin lightly. In the case of Uzziah's father, when he left the ways of the following of the Lord, a conspiracy was made against him, and he lost his life. He benefited no more upon this earth. Dear friends, I'm not going to judge regarding their soul. The Lord is the judge of the soul. But he was of no more of any benefit to his people, to his kinsfolk, was he? And neither was Uzziah. As Uzziah went into that temple to burn incense, putting himself in that place before God, which he had no right to be, the place of burning incense was ordained for the priests of God, the sons of Aaron, and only they. And he assumed, he presumed, that he was acceptable before God without anyone standing between. And bore and burnt that incense. And as he did so, So the leprosy came up in his forehead. A mark of sin. And it was with him all the days of his life. Dear friends, we're not told of Uzziah's heart whilst he was in that lonely place of the several house, or that separate house, that lonely house, separate from all others because of his leprosy. But dear friends, he was of no further use and of no further benefit. And he received no more of the good hand of God upon him as he'd done before, had he? Oh dear friends, how solemn. You know, we have further solemn words, don't we, concerning others. Oh, we can think of Solomon. How great was Solomon in his days. And yet in his last days, he gave himself over to idolatry because of the strange women whom he took to be his wife. We think of Asa, a good king. Oh, how the Lord helped Asa. And how Asa blessed his God. And we read that Asa made a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers, that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. Whosoever would not seek the Lord God should be put to death. Then we read in the next chapter that Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet. And yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but he sought to man. And then he soon died from off the earth. These are solemn things. How, in spite of the Lord's goodness and mercy upon us in our earlier days, we can yet depart from the ways of God in the end. We cannot keep our own souls, can we? We cannot rule our own hearts. Oh, Paul writes to the Corinthians regarding our own selves. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. He'd given the example unto the children of Israel, going back further in time. We're coming up out of Israel, out of Egypt. The Lord having blessed them with great blessing. These things happened unto them for ensamples. And they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Take heed. I find that very solemn, the parable that Jesus told of that young farmer whose field brought forth plentifully. How he prospered under the good hand of God. He said he would pull down his barns and build greater. Yes, he was most strong. He had an abundance. But he gave no glory to God. He said he would pull down his barns, build greater, say to his soul, I asked many goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. That's what he said. But God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And who shall those things be that he had obtained? Oh, dear friends, the things of eternity are far greater, aren't they, than the things of this life. Our hearts can easily be led into the rejoicing of the things that are upon this earth and to forget the need of the salvation of the soul. And in spite of the good hand of God being upon us in many ways, our hearts still lead us astray into the ways of unrighteousness. It was the warning, wasn't it, of Moses to the children of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy, that when they came into that promised land which was flowing with milk and honey, to warn them lest they should say by their own might they had gotten themselves all that wealth and forget the Lord their God. Dear friends, these things are left on record for our learning. The same heart is within us as it was with them, as it has been in mankind ever since Adam and Eve forsook the commandments of God, forsook the word of God, and was tempted to believe that lie. Lusting after that which was good for it, for food. Yes, they needed food, but it was contrary to the word of God. And so death came upon them. Sin entered, and so it is with us. Oh, when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. Dear friends, how we need to be kept, don't we? That's the exhortation, that's the warning in these things. We need to be kept. Kept from such pathways and ways of life. There was perhaps no one more greatly blessed than the Apostle Paul. A great sinner, saved by great grace. He wrote, doesn't he, concerning those wonderful visions he'd had, as if he'd been lifted up to the third heaven, lifted up out of himself to see those things and hear those things which it was not lawful for a man to hear. And there was given unto him a thorn in the flesh, lest he should be exalted above measure. Dear friends, the Lord knows the hearts of his people. How easily that heart can be lifted up above measure when things go so seemingly well and the days upon earth are prosperous. We have it with the case of Laodicea, don't we, that church? They were rich and in need of nothing physically, and they forgot, they neglected the needs of their soul. If they were in need of nothing, dear friends, there would be no prayer for the salvation of God and the mercy of God. They knew not that they were blind and naked spiritually. How much more with the Apostle Paul in his wonderful revelations given to him of God. He was still a creature of this earth. He still had an earthly heart. He confessed it. Oh, in his flesh there dwelt no good thing. The good that he would, that he did not. The evil that he would not, that he did. Oh, wretched man that I am. He was the chief of sinners. And dear friends, he was taught that by the grace of God. There was given unto him a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet him, lest he should be exalted above measure. And he prayed to the Lord to have it removed from him. The answer was this: my grace is sufficient for thee. Dear friends, that grace of the Lord Jesus Christ was his only security to be delivered from the wrath of God on account of sin. That grace of God to rule the heart and to keep it from the ways of sin. Paul's testimony after that was this: when I am weak, then am I strong. Oh, Paul may have been strong in all the benefits that God had given him to preach the gospel, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Strong in the revelation of the Lord, far above earthly riches. But dear friends, he was to ever know his weakness, his susceptibility to sin. His heart deceitful within him to leave the ways of God. Oh, didn't he write that he feared, although he'd preached the gospel, that in the end he would be a castaway? My grace is sufficient for thee. Therefore, the apostle Paul said he rejoiced in his infirmities for Christ's sake. For well, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith, all he could say is, by the grace of God I am what I am. Dear friends, that's where we need to be kept, isn't it? Whether we have riches or whether we have poverty upon this earth, it matters not. The scriptures say, if riches increase, set not thine heart upon them. One says, give me neither poverty nor riches. But dear friends, how we need grace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That for your sake, he was made, oh, a sacrifice for sin. For ye know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich. Oh, the strength of the riches of that grace. Dear friends, there's nothing upon this earth like it than to know your Jesus crucified, to by far excel all things beside. Dear friends, that's the only thing that will keep you. The only thing that will keep me from wandering into ungodly ways in spite of all that the Lord has bestowed upon us. The Lord Jesus knows our hearts. He's been tempted, hasn't he, in all points such as we are. Yet he without sin. And where we have failed, oh, he excelled. He succeeded. He gained the victory over the power of sin. And he prayed to his Father before he died that solemn death. Father, I pray that thou wilt keep them. That was his own people, his disciples at first. Keep them from the evil. Oh, that evil that surrounds us, the temptations, sore temptations. Satan is a mighty foe, walking about seeking whom he may devour. And we've got no strength against him, have we? Oh, Amaziah fell into temptation. Asa fell into temptation. David fell into temptation. When all things was well for David, his enemies were all at peace with him except that one battle which was still taking place, but Joab was in control of that, and David was at home resting in peace. The good hand of God had been upon him all from that day when Samuel anointed him with that oil, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He fell in lusting after that woman, and then added sin to his sin by having her husband destroyed, so that he, seemingly believing under the law, he could then justify himself by taking her to be his wife. The Lord appeared unto him, didn't he? David had to be taught his sin, where David came to confess that he was the man worthy of death. Oh, but that grace of the Lord toward him. Thou shalt not die, I have put away thy sin. I have put away thy sin. The grace of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, that brought David to humble confession. But the consequence of his sin remained all the days of his life, didn't it? He had trouble in his family all his days. The sword never departed from it. Dear friends, that was the keeping of David by tribulation, by trouble, by distress, keeping him in the knowledge that his only hope of eternal life was the grace of God, the mercy of God, the love of God toward his unworthy soul. Oh, he often wrote, didn't he? I am poor and needy. I am poor and needy. He was the king of Israel. He had great power. He had great authority. But, dear friends, through the teaching of the Lord, he was poor. He was needy. And how often he had to cry unto the Lord in the time of his trouble. And in the day when I cried, thou answerest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. Dear friends, that's where we want to be strong, isn't it? Not strong in the riches and the prosperity of this world. The Lord may give it to you. There's nothing wrong in riches of themselves, but it's the love of them, and where they become a snare to us, and we grow in self-confidence and in pride and self-will and exalt ourselves because of all that the Lord hath bestowed upon us. Dear friends, there's the downfall. Without the keeping of the Lord, and he knows what we have need of before we ask. We don't ask for those tribulations and troubles and disappointments and trials, do we? Our heart, our flesh doesn't want them. We pray for prosperity. We pray for ease. We pray for that help. We pray for that goodness. But, dear friends, the great goodness of God is to keep us from the evil, to keep us from the power of our own heart, to keep us from the power of temptation that is through Satan's mighty foe. Oh, these things are left on record for our learning. How we need to be kept. Dear friends, that keeping is through that dependence upon the precious blood of Christ. To consider him at all times who endured the cross, despising the shame. He who bore the contradiction of sinners against himself, lest we should be faint and weary in our minds. Oh, we read, don't we, in the whole Testament again, when the enemy comes in like a flood. Is that the case with some of you? Oh, we're given over to earthly vanities and carnal things, the riches of this world, the enemy comes in like a flood, I will lift up a standard against him. Yes, then that's what we need, isn't it? To look at times like that unto Christ, unto his mercy, unto his appearing, unto the blessed gift of his Spirit, to rule our hearts, to govern our words and our ways, that grace may abound in every part, and teach our tongues to sing his praise. Christ is the keeper of his saints. My dear friends, may this be some instruction for us here tonight. Oh, to be on our guard against the deceitfulness of our own hearts. If you think ye stand, take heed lest ye fall. Uzziah, when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God. But oh, that standard which is there for the Lord's plead, for the Lord's people, to look unto him again and again, pleading, praying, Lord, I'm poor, I'm needy, I'm so easily overcome, I'm a sinner, I'm beguiled, I backslide. Lord, help me. Lord, undertake for me. Lord, save me. Dear friends, the answers to those prayers are the riches of his grace and that which will keep you in the way of life, the true life, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. The Lord bless and keep you and defend you from all that would separate you from his face. Amen.
Willing, Mr. Fred Ince is expected to preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Pocock at our special services on Monday. Let us close with hymn 321. My soul, Lord, inflame with zeal from above, thy praise to proclaim and sing of thy love, to lift up my voice in thanksgiving sincere, this truth to rejoice in, the Lord will appear. 321.
Thank you.
us from the evils of our own heart. Lord, from the power of pride and of self-righteousness, which lifts one up when left to oneself. But Lord, do appear as we have just sung for our help, and keep us, Lord, in that way of truth, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and to thank thee, Lord, for all things thou doth bestow upon us, to keep us in that humble way. For thou hast said thou doth dwell with those of a humble and a contrite spirit. Lord, may that be our Lord. And Lord, may it be as we have sung, to have that good hope through thy grace of eternal life, kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And may that grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.